Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK, London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
This is the precursor to the election. Whenever it's going to get called, this is going to be a nasty, tough election, and Wynn has very little to do with it. It's more about McGuinty and the colossal bad judgment. And it comes down to, Steve, a question of accountability. If people say, oh, yeah, you know what, they blew $1 billion or however much it is by then, but we like Wynn, is, you know, what does that say for democracy? You know, I mean, people, you know, is there any accountability with government? I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me that the liberals are saying, well, don't worry about that. That was then, this is now.
10 minutes now after 11 o'clock. My approach to this election in London West is pretty simple. As simple as ABC, anybody but Coran. I'm just asking this question. I wrestled with whether I would take this position this morning because I thought maybe, you know, some perceive it as extreme to be, you know, vote for anybody except for one party. And I'm not saying that. But the line anybody but Coran has a certain attraction because that's been my mindset. How could you possibly vote liberal? That's a question you have to ask yourself after seeing the performance of this liberal government in the last term. Disaster after disaster after disaster after disaster. And in fact, you know, I was keeping something called Daddy Dalton's Daily Disaster Diary. It's still going long after he's left the building. Look at the story in the news this morning about the liberals trying to use a strong-arm tactic on their speaker, the Speaker of the Ontario Legislature, trying to bully him into backing off on the issue of Chris Bentley and the gas plant fiasco. How could you possibly vote liberal? So I'm asking you, if you're liberal, can you stand up, straighten your shoulders, lift your chin, because I know you've had your head down on your shirt for the last several weeks, with embarrassment. How could you possibly vote liberal? And you heard the clip of Stephen LeDrew. He's a liberal! Saying the liberals are guilty of what he called colossal bad judgment. I want to play you the full clip in just a moment, but John wants to jump in with a comment. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Andy, I just want to call back just in response to Ali Shabar. That was great that he called back, but he never answered any of the questions. I didn't hear anything about what his thoughts were on Sharia law. All he said was that he condones Canadian law or Ontario law. He never once mentioned what his own thoughts, personal thoughts are on Sharia law, whether he's for it or against it. I would think that he would have to jump on the fence on that one, because a lot of his support is going to come from people that do believe in Sharia law. That being said, the other question, he glanced right over and made it very mad that someone would bring in what his wife's beliefs were and bring it. Well, he's married to her. You know, wives or husbands bring in a lot to what people think. I'll just go back a couple weeks ago with your show. The woman that was going to become principal of a school and what her husband had done in his past brought up a whole lot of resentment and a whole lot of chitter. I'm sure if you talk to Anne-Marie DeSico, she might be willing to say she lost an election because of what her husband had done in his past and it came to light. So he just glanced over that. He did not bring up the question was, what does he think of Israel and the state of Israel being allowed to be there? So, you know what, this was typical politician's answer, typical lawyer answer, and I have to agree with you. I'm now, have that sign on my lawn, it's coming down. I'm an ABC, anyone but Jabbar. And, you know, I've never voted NDP, never even thought of it until this morning. But in order to stop the PCs from getting in, I'm going to have to vote for the NDP because they're the closest ones that are trailing behind.
Well, John, a great call. I want to just share with you an email that I just got from Paul McKeever, who was the one who called for Ali Jabbar to clarify his position on Sharia law. He says, Andy, Mr. Jabbar slipped right by whether or not he shares his wife's views on Israel, oppression, genocide, etc. Hopefully your listenership noticed that, and you, John, obviously did. Rather than addressing those issues, he expressed outrage that anyone would bring his wife into the discussion. Yet he is the politician who has done so in his campaigns in 2011 and 2013. Moreover, nobody is asking him anything personal about his views. The only issues raised in respect of his spouse are political views. These are not irrelevancies. Regards, Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party. So he agrees with you, Joe.
Well, Ali was quite upset that this was brought up 2 days before the election. I'm glad it's brought up now than 2 days after the election.
John, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And we'll play Ali Chabar's call again, because I gave him the opportunity to say whatever he wanted to say on this issue, and he chose to just make it very general and say, I only support laws made in Canada. He did not take the extra step of condemning a Sharia law. He just simply said, I support laws made in Canada. Lorraine, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Andy. I think you dropped the ball on that one, too. You could have asked him, fine, if the law was put forward on the floor that Sharia, part of Sharia law be put in Canadian law, would he vote for it? Because that's the point. If he never did say yes or no, or he agreed to vote it, or he didn't. He just kept saying he only agrees with Canadian law. Well, that's fine. If other people put forth those thoughts and part of that law to go into Canadian law, is he going to back them up?
Lorraine,
I want to know that.
Lorraine, you make a very good point, and I'll admit,
because it's not law now, but it may be law when he's in there and some other people are in there, and then they've got quite a few people in there. They put it forward, they all vote, and they all get it passed.
Lorraine, I know that Ali Chabar's people are listening, and they'll relay your concern back to him. So I'm saying, Ali Chabar, please call back. We want to know if someone else were to present, and because, of course, we have a lot of Muslim population in the province of Ontario. 10% of London is Muslim. It is possible, theoretically, that someone would propose an agenda like that. Would he support it? Because then he could still say, well, it was a law made in Canada.
That's right.
And Lorraine, I fully applaud you making that particular point. I'm throwing it out to Ali Chabar. Call me back. Let's clarify that again.
Okay.
Lorraine, anything else that you want to comment on this morning? What about the ad wrapped around the London Free Press?
Well, you know, I'm normally an NDP person, but I think I believe they're all being slimy. And you know what? I've never, ever thought I would change my thoughts over to the Freedom Party. But the more I listen to them, the more I can see they're thinking the exact same way as I am. I mean, come on. We've got to have some more trustworthy people out there. And I haven't heard anything out of the ones I've talked to or listened to that are doing anything good for the little people. It's just all for them.
As a member of the NDP, how did you feel this morning when Steve Gerritsen asked Peggy Sattler about this ad around the London Free Press? Is it misleading? She did not say it's misleading. What she said was, we have a very tight race in London West, and in politics, you have to
I'm going to do what I got to do.
I got to do what I got to do.
And that means it doesn't matter what it takes. It doesn't matter who I harm. It doesn't matter if I'm telling you the truth. It's just I got to do it.
Lorraine, great call. Now, we have David. We have Alan. We have Bob. We have Brian. I'm going to whip through two or three of these calls because we do have to take a short break. Let's go to Alan. Alan, go ahead.
How you doing, Andy? I don't always agree with you, but thanks for saying it. You missed the question that was begging to be asked by Ali Chabar. If a Sharia law was being proposed, would you support it? That was the question. Second, why would anyone vote Liberal? Answer, because my other choices are all the rest. The Conservatives are committed to as a working person, I wouldn't vote for the Conservatives because they're committed to destroying unionism. They've said so publicly. NDP frightens the life out of me for being a government. The Green Party, Gretzky and his people, I just don't think they'd ever make a government either. So that's why I would vote Liberal, because of all the rest.
Okay, Alan, get your pencil and write this down. When I suggested to Andy that he should have asked Ali Chabar, would he support somebody else if they proposed Sharia law, he didn't ask the question, but he is now throwing the challenge out to Ali Chabar to call back, and Andy will ask him that question. Am I still your friend?
You got it.
Thanks, Alan. Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I'm from Italy. If somebody asked one of the candidates, what's your opinion on Italy and would you impose Napoleonic law, I would think that's the most ridiculous question that anybody ever asked. So I don't know why this issue has been picked up. I'm not an Ali Jabbar supporter. I'm not a conservative supporter. I think, like the lady before us said, all the parties are being a bit slimy. But that issue is a red herring.
There, you know, we can keep saying that and we can believe it, but if caller after caller, and I know of people in London West who have been longtime conservative supporters, are nervous on this particular issue, and when you think of all the stories in the news about the Muslim agenda, the Islamic agenda, rather, and the Boston bombing and Aaron Yoon and the kids from high school going over to blow up a gas plant in you can understand that people are very nervous about voting for a candidate who in any way is connected to the Muslim community, be that fair or not fair. That's what they're saying, and so we have to recognize that that is a concern, and that's why I asked Ali Jabbar that particular question. Now listeners are saying you should have asked him the second question. If somebody else supports that kind of an agenda for Sharia law, would you support it? I didn't ask him the question. I should have. And that's why we're inviting him to call back. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Brian. Brian, go ahead.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good.
I got a quick question for you. Is one candidate going to make a difference? Like if the NDP got in, they're going to support the Liberals. If Ali Jabbar got in, is it going to make a difference? Or if the Green Party or Al Gretzky got in, is it going to make a whole lot of difference? You know, in my opinion, I think we should throw the three of them out, the NDP, the Liberals, and the PCs, and let's try somebody new. I mean, they can throw a vote in wherever they want and support it and back it, but I'm getting tired of this, really. I mean, it's just a lot of mudslinging, and let's show a fresh face in there and a fresh party.
Maybe Gretzky's going to skate up center ice and stick handle his way to a magic victory. Okay, let's squeeze David in before the break. Go ahead, David.
Well, Andy, I think that the election is really about Kathleen Wynne getting thrown out, and she's going to get her clock cleaned in this election, no matter who wins. And we know the NDP and the Conservatives especially will win some seats.
David, I have a question for you. Do you expect that Ken Coran is going to go back to coaching the Western Mustangs?
I think the point is, though, Andy, is that the NDP, after the election, has to make a choice, because eventually they're going to get painted like Bob Rae, because the province is spiraling down. And it's either they govern and they try and turn it around, and they call an election, or they support an awful party that killed our economy and killed the political landscape because nobody trusts any of these politicians. Look at what we're talking about now. Someone who's Muslim, so we're not going to vote for him because we think he's sinister? Come on. It's about Kathleen Wynne and the Liberals having robbed us and lied and cheated, and she lied to us. She knew about the gas plant and how much. It wasn't 40 or 60 million. She knew. So throw her out. That's what this is about.
David, I appreciate it. Short break. We'll be back with those blistering comments from Stephen LeDrew in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
I was completely taken aback by it. It's not true. I thought it was true when I first read it. I turned the radio on, realized it wasn't true. I don't like it.
What did the ad say to you?
I wanted to vote for NDP, and now I can't, and I'm furious about it.
Andy, I'll make this very brief. Ask Andrea if the news is for sale now.
Okay.
Because this is absolute nonsense. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to call up the Free Press with a whole bunch of phony stories and see if I can sell them to them. Because this is total BS. Ask her that.
I'm going to prove your point, Andy. This morning in Tim Hortons, I took the ad and I crumpled it up and began throwing it away. And many patrons said, hey, what are you doing? You're throwing the front page of the Free Press away. They knew exactly what they were doing. And it's a lie. It was a misleading lie, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay. Well, no, Andy, I mean, you've just actually said it yourself. There's all kinds of polls out there. They show different things, and as long as you're putting the poll forward and you're clear about what that poll is, which we are, you're providing information. But look, polls are polls. The most important poll is the one that happens on election day, and what we want to...
Someone just sent me an email saying, Andy, the ball game's not over. You've attacked every party out there except the Green Party. we'll try to get to the Green Party. Anyway, I promised you the comments from Stephen LeDrew. And if you didn't hear them, I just got to play them for you a moment with this introduction that he, of course, is the former president of the Liberal Party of Canada. So listen to a liberal telling you this vote on Thursday is as simple as any as ABC. Anybody but Curran. Here it is. Stephen LeDrew, former president of the Liberal Party of Canada, talking about Chris Bentley and what happened there and why you just can't vote Liberal.
There's well, the NDP has got to pick it up in Windsor and yeah. in London. You know, Chris Bentley, in a way, he almost got hounded out of politics. In a way, I don't know him well, but I know him certainly by reputation, and everybody says he's a very honorable guy. But he carried a lot of water for Dalton McGuinty, and he did it with a great sense of duty. And I don't know whether the Liberals can retake that. See, you're closer to it than I am, but I think that this is the precursor to the election. Whenever it's going to get called, this is going to be a nasty, tough election, and Wynn has very little to do with it. It's more about McGuinty and the colossal bad judgment. And it comes down to, Steve, a question of accountability. If people say, oh, yeah, you know what, they blew $1 billion or however much it is by then, but we like Wynn, what does that say for democracy? Is there any accountability with government? I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me that the Liberals are saying, well, don't worry about that. That was then. This is now.
Okay. Ali Chabar, if you're listening, the listeners were not satisfied with your answer. You said, I would only support laws made in Canada. So the question is, how do you feel about Sharia law? And what if someone proposed a law with Sharia law elements in it? Would you support that kind of a law? Ali Chabar, waiting for your call. Paul McKeever with the Freedom Party of Ontario, who has challenged Ali Chabar to make that statement, was not satisfied with Ali Chabar's response. So we'll talk to, hopefully, Ali Chabar and Paul McKeever in our next half hour, right after this news break, right here in London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The new Democrat Party has taken out an ad in the London Free Press. It's designed to imitate a legitimate poll, indicating that the NDP is in fact leading. But in fact, the latest poll indicates the Conservatives are in the lead. The new Democrats even go so far as to place the ad right on the front page, imitating a London Free Press news headline. New Democrat leader Andrea Horvath spoke to CJBK's Andy Udman.
Polls are polls. The most important poll is the one that happens on election day. And what we want to make sure is that people don't sleepwalk through the next 2 days and either forget to vote or don't bother voting. We want to make sure that people are aware of the election and that they're motivated to go out and vote. And that's what this is all about.